Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind podcast. Today's podcast, episode number 83. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Wednesday, Motivation and Inspiration. And today we're up to the letter U. And the letter U is understanding. So this is going to be about understanding yourself and who you are. Now, before we get started, of course, I have a good quote for you. This is by Lao Tzu. And it is, let's see. Okay, it says, watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. So, hope that kind of sat well with you guys. And you guys have gathered yourself and really processed that one, because that one was a really, really good one that I found. And man, that put things in perspective for me. I don't know about you, but definitely love that quote. So understanding and knowing yourself and who you are is so crucial in your journey. How you think, process, and go about every aspect of your life will come to fruition. If you know, you get in funks, and you start thinking negatively, understand that you have to get rid of that quickly, especially when you're, you know, going through your journey of trying to achieve greatness. Now, you can bring yourself down even more if you don't process it in your mind, and that you will succeed. And you just need to really sit and say, if I process this and I know I'm thinking negatively, I know I need to change my mindset and know that I have to be positive, and I have to say that I will succeed in whatever I'm passionate about. And that's what I want you guys to do. When you start to get down on yourself and you start to worry that your success is not going to come, just sit down, process it, and say, okay, I'm thinking negatively. This is not good. And I'm doing all of this for a purpose and reason. And this is my passion. And there is room for me in this world to be successful in what I'm doing. There's enough resources, there's enough money to do well, and there's enough opportunities for me to do well. So take the time to think about your life and how much you truly know yourself. Do you understand your thoughts and why you think the way you do? Do you understand what causes you to get in a negative mindset? Is it because you're not seeing the results you would like? Is it because you see others getting ahead of you in your life? Do you think that you should be where you should be right away so you can celebrate the fruits of your labor? See, this is the process of fully understanding yourself. So let's backtrack to the questions that I pretty much just referred. So do you understand what causes you to get in a negative mindset? I know for me, early on in this journey with me and all the writing that I'm doing, I wasn't seeing the results, and I'm spending all this money on Amazon ads and Facebook ads and all that stuff. And then I realized that it's all convoluted. It's all kind of bunched up together, and, you know, I'm not standing out from the crowd. So I realized that I had to change that, and I understood that this isn't going to be a longevity thing for me with this. So think about that. Why do you get yourself, you know, in a bunch? And it's the next question that I just asked a moment ago. Is it because you're not seeing the results you would like? I just kind of broke down that part of it. I always say it's a marathon, not a race. And to achieve the results and do what you love for the rest of your life and not have to worry about working at, you know, for a company or anything like that, you've got to grind through it. And it may take 2 years, it may take five, it may take seven, who knows? But everyone's time comes as long as you're consistent and you're doing the work. Now, you know, is the whole, the other question of, You want to achieve greatness now so you can celebrate. Celebrations are temporary and momentary, especially if you're passionate about something and you love what you do. So you know that you are going to celebrate for a brief moment, and then you know you have to get back to work. You know, you can't get complacent. And I actually just watched something today regarding an NBA player. His name is Damian Lillard, and he's in the NBA. He plays for the Portland Trailblazers, and he's pretty much my favorite NBA player because of all the hard work he does and his story and his journey or whatever the case is. And he, you know, was on a podcast, and he spoke about how he has all of the things that he could ever want in his life, you know, at this point, you know, the nice house, the cars, you know, all the things he could ever want. He can get on a private jet and go on a vacation with his family whenever he wants, whatever the case is. But he wakes up every morning and does the same exact things. He's still passionate about his love for the game. He works out. He does different workouts to, you know, keep himself motivated and inspired. And it's a great way to really see how and why he's still a dominant athlete and still a dominant NBA player after all the years he's been in the league, right? And this applies to anyone and anything. And, you know, one thing he did say is that he was never a person that cared to be in the club. He didn't care to floss. He didn't care to buy a whole bunch of material, jewelry, and all that stuff. That's just not who he is. And that part of him relates to me for sure. So anyway, let's get back to the subject at hand. Now, the next thing I want you to think about when understanding yourself is what motivates you every day. Now, do you need someone or something to motivate you? Are you naturally motivated to do great things? Is it a combination of both? And this is part of your character and who you are and what's in your DNA. So what does motivate you every day? Like, what gets you up out of your bed and you say, I'm going to go at what I need to do today at 100%. And some days you're not going to be at 100%. And some days you're not going to want to do certain things. And you're not going to want to do work. I'll admit it. I have my days. But I know for sure that all the things that I'm doing and working towards will eventually work itself out. So that's the thing. You got to motivate yourself sometimes. And sometimes you may need someone else to motivate you. But the biggest word I will always, 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 always say, and so many entrepreneurs say it too, it's discipline. Because when you have discipline, you just know that I have to do this work. It does not matter what obstacles are in the way, what hurdles are in the way, whatever it is. But things are going to come up in your day, and things are going to get you in a bad mood, or your body's going to feel lethargic or whatever the case is. And that's where your discipline will kick in. And that's where the motivation will kick in. And that's where you do the work and the success and the results will show for itself. So once you understand yourself and who you are, your journey becomes a lot easier. And it also becomes endless because you just know what you have to do on a daily basis. Are you writing down your goals? Are you putting them in a notebook, in your notes, in your phone? Do you, you know, create a widget? How do you maintain all of that, right? So take the time to really think about, okay, like these are what my goals are. This is what my passion is. This is, you know, the journey that I'm going to end up going on. But do you understand yourself from a mental standpoint, and a spiritual standpoint, and an emotional standpoint? Because all three of those apply to how you are going to get to where you want to be. That's just the cold, hard truth, my friends. And trust me, I have, you know, dug deep and, you know, went on a spiritual journey, you know, for the past 2 years. I've been, you know, taking the time to understand myself a lot more. I didn't understand myself in certain aspects of this journey in the beginning of it. I was just motivated to, you know, continually write and, you know, be good at it. But when I sat down and really dug deep into understanding who I am, That is how I am able to create the content that I do. It's saying, okay, I'm creating this content for this reason. This is why I'm doing it. This is what is going, how, this is how it's going to reach people. This is how this is going to motivate someone. And I'm not going to, be with, you know, the higher pitched voice on a podcast. And I'm not Andy Frisella. I'm not Eric Thomas. And those guys are great. And they are punch you in your mouth type of guys. And they're going to tell you, look, this is what it is. This is how it gets done. And this is, you know, how I did it. And this is how you can do it. But for me, I'm going to be mellow about it. And I'm going to be very cool about all of this, because guess what? We have some days we have it and some days we don't. But it's all up to you and how far you want to go on your journey. So with that said, that's my podcast for today. I thank you guys for continually listening to my podcast. Stay tuned for Friday Book Insight. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.